You probably would not think a company making fiberglass boats would have a big impact on a major highway, but a trip to this small Illinois town will show you the unique tie that business had to some very interesting giants still around today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the late 1950s, a company outside of the advertising world wound up creating a big way to promote businesses.
They were called International Fiberglass Company. Originally, they started out making boats.
But Bill Thomas says the company wanted to diversify, so they began making large fiberglass animals as an attraction. And
then someone came up with the genius advertising idea of creating these 20-foot tall statues that could be put next to businesses along the roadside in order to attract attention.
One of the first giants was a version of Paul Bunyan holding an axe. But it was a campaign designed for Texaco gas stations in the 1960s that was perhaps the largest launched.
They wanted a new campaign that featured their service attendants. So they reached out to International Fiberglass and ordered 300 24-foot tall giants modeled after their service attendants.
So Texaco rolled out the campaign with 20-foot tall Texaco giants to promote their brand.
They were going to have service station attendants move these giants from one place to the next for greater exposure. Excellent idea, but it was a logistical nightmare. The statues kept falling over. The service station owners didn't like to have to move them.
Suddenly, the great idea was not going well.
Texaco pulled the plug on the entire campaign and said, stop it and destroy all 300.
But a few 20-foot tall Texaco men survived. And one of them is right here, and it has quite a story. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Atlanta, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.